The following program is paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Doug, everything's good. How about you?
Well, all good, man. You know, no complaints, that's for sure. We are, through the first week of February here, and, I mean, heck, the weather's cooperated so far this winter, and, you know, what do we have to complain about?
You're right. We have been light with the snow, that's for sure.
That probably just cursed us.
I saw the advanced forecast. I think we're good so far. It's like to the middle of the month.
All right. Listen, as we talk about, you know, in the office, you know, we're kind of on the upslope here. You know, we're in a good spot here. You know, it's staying lighter out a little bit longer now, and you know, we're getting closer to March, and
we just made the entire ski nation mad at us.
You know, it's ironic that you say that because, as you know, because we talk about in the office that, you know, my daughter Ava goes on the ski trips, you know, with the ski club and the school. And, you know, honestly, no kidding around. They've all been complaining because the conditions have they haven't been good.
Yeah, well, understandable.
You know, they can't. It doesn't matter. They could make snow up there. But if it's not cold enough, you know, it gets sloppy. But that doesn't stop them from going, though.
No. Always a good time, I'm sure. What about the markets, buddy?
Hey, interesting week in the markets here. We had a big bounce back, in the market here this week. And it was a dynamic week all over the place, you know, this week. We had the markets. We had the President's State of the Union. We had acquittal in the impeachment. There were so many things out there that could have either negatively or positively impacted this market. And, you know, we saw what I'm going to say is a positive impact to the market, but it really was, you know, it was a dynamic week. I can't even remember back to Monday. Was Monday a down day? No, it wasn't, right? It was up like...
It was up.
It was up a little bit. And then Tuesday and Wednesday were up, significantly. Yeah. Interesting volatility that we have going on here, Mike, in the markets right now. And, you know, there are some very good earnings reports that are coming out from these companies here. And it's just, listen, it's a good news situation right now as far as the market's concerned from where I sit.
You know, Doug, I'll tell you, I just scratch my head. I can't figure it out at all. And I'll tell you why. I mean, you know, you talk about news events. And, of course, I think the biggest event is the coronavirus, right? I mean, sweeping through China and all the issues they're having out there, right? I mean, sounds really bad, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I know we got hit initially. There was some shock with that and stuff. But the market just shakes it off, you know, and did its thing. And to me, the market acts nothing like what it used to look like back in the day, if you will. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like when there was a big... You know, whether it be a world event or whatever, you know, it kind of impacted for a little bit longer period than the 24-hour news cycle we're going through.
Well,
I mean, don't you find it incredible? I mean, I do. I don't know. I mean, I put the news on in the morning, you know, before I come to work, and And sometimes you hear things, you see things, and you say, oh, boy. And then you check the market, and it's like, no effect.
You know, Mike, it's the speed at which information gets pumped to us right now that it's almost gone. The coronavirus, for a period of time during this week, I'm not going to say disappeared from the headlines, but it got pushed down in the headlines because we had the State of the Union and the Senate voting on the impeachment. Whereas, and that's because information comes at you so fast, where previously it would have been, yeah, you heard about the coronavirus, and now you got to kind of wait to see, and it just gets pounded down in the news cycle.
Maybe you just said it. You know, maybe that the news cycle seems like there's always a new, bigger story
right
the next day.
Even it's made to seem bigger,
yeah,
even though it's not.
Right. Like, here's a new story we're going to talk about, and we're on to it. And what happened is old news.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. And as far as, you know, news cycles affecting the market and the impact and stuff like that, I don't know. I can't figure it out. I mean, you know what? I think the best thing, and I've always said this, news is psychological. You get knee-jerk reactions, good or bad.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Volatility, we always say, good or bad.
Sure.
But I think that at the end of the day, it's the earnings and how the companies are doing is going to tell the story. And I think right now, companies are doing pretty good.
And
I think that's driving the markets.
Yeah, you know, I've listened to a couple of conference calls about, you know, economists and what they think about the market and market prognosticators. And, you know, Mike, we're in a very low interest rate environment right here, you know, and we're still there. And as you know, as long as you're in a low interest yeah. rate environment like we're in right now, it's very, very, very favorable for corporations to, you know, to make money. It really it is. And there's nobody I hear really saying that interest rates are going to go anywhere, you know, anytime soon. They don't see us with a hyperinflation scenario where they'd have to raise interest rates, and we're not in a slow scenario where they'd have to cut interest rates. We're kind of like, remember back in the day, Mike, when they used to refer to it as like the Goldilocks economy?
Yeah.
I feel as though we're almost right there right now. You know, the porridge isn't too hot. It's not too cold. It's just right.
Well, the amazing thing, Doug, is at one time, you know, if you asked me, I would have thought, well, you know, interest rates are going to, we're in a period, we're going to go up, you know, and then they're going to come back down. You know, it's like almost like drawing V's. Okay.
Yep.
Now, if you think about it, right, interest rates have been low since 2007, 2008.
Yes, 100%.
And they haven't really budged anything significant since then.
Yeah. I mean, they did go up.
Slightly higher.
Yeah, they're higher. But they're higher now than they were.
Right, but not crazy. Not, you know, 6% for a mortgage, 6.5%, 7%. And, you know, Doug, you just said something, and we're really talking to the individuals that are out there, and you talk about corporations making money because interest rates are down. Big to the consumer, too. Big to the individual.
Huge.
I mean, you know, if your interest on your mortgage is 4% instead of 6.5% or 8%, there's more money in your pocket at the end of the month. There's no other way to slice it.
So, Mike, let me ask you this question, right? We keep referring to historic interest rates. How much longer is it historic interest? At what time frame does current interest rates become part of historic interest rates? Because we're 13 years at these interest rates right now.
That's what I just said. We're going back to 2007, 2008. Maybe this is the way it's going to be.
Right.
Maybe rates don't always have to rocket up and then get cut way down. You know, maybe the thermostat's being controlled a little bit better.
Europe went negative interest rates for a couple of days, you know, last week or 2 weeks ago. I forget when it was.
That's bad news. I'll say that could be tricky. Yep.
Going negative interest rates is
yep.
bad news,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't want to do that, but you know,
China certainly has their hands full in light of all the trade stuff, the tariffs, and then this whole coronavirus, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen there and how long it's going to take for that to stabilize and recover. You know, so that's an interesting economy in itself.
Yeah. You know, listen, they'll come up with, I'm confident they're going to come up with something soon, you know, to take care of. They've been working on it for a while now. So, you know, it.
Well, they're gonna have to do what we did, you know, back in eight, pump money into it.
Yeah. No, while I was talking about Mike, no, I was talking about the a cure for the virus.
Oh, okay. I was talking about a cure for the economy.
Yeah, no. Right. Well, listen, one of their cure. Listen, you can't. It's you could debate it, but one of their cures is definitely going to, you know, come to an agreement with us to settle the tariff thing. That's definitely, you know, even China says that's slowed down their growth. So, and they're not used to, over in China, they're not used to 5, 6, 7% annual growth rates. That's not acceptable to them over there. They've been...
Six is a bad year.
Six is a very bad year for them, you know? And, they've been at double-digit growth rates for a long, long time now.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. But, you know, Mike, over the last several weeks, we've been talking to the listeners out here and folks, you know, that we've been kind of like pounding our fist on the table, if you will, you know, to making sure that you're reviewing your statements that came in and you're paying attention to your dollars that are out there right now. Because, you know, when markets are sitting at lofty levels like this, you know, you just got to make sure that you're doing the right thing and that your money is set up to behave properly for you in a variety of different market conditions or, you know, what have you there. Because there's a lot of people, Mike, and you know this, that are sitting with, funds at all-time highs right now that they're really happy that they're there, and so are we, but they don't know how much risk they really have.
That's true. That'd be true. And, you know, Doug, and, you know, just again, one thing I do want to say about, you know, the markets and all that, if I may, is we certainly have had our share of volatility so far to kick off this year.
Yeah.
You know, and again, folks, volatility does not mean down. Up and down. I mean, we've seen some, you know, some ranges here and some big days go off. You know, we saw, a 600 down. Mm-hmm. I think we saw 4-something up. And so there's been volatility. And, you know, and quite frankly, Doug, I mean, for the people that are out there choosing to do the proverbial nothing, you know.
Right. You know, Mike, what also starts to get me a little cautious is we saw a car company's, you know, individual stock go up like some 400 points in like 3 days, only to get smacked back down again another 200 points. But I start to get concerned when I see that kind of stuff going on.
I heard one of the pundits on TV actually say, very reminiscent of the tech bubble, that the way things were acting back in 2000, 2001, you know, in that era.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just things like that that concern me. And I had a meeting with a client this week that told me I might want to take some money out of my account and put it into an account and start, you know, buying some individual stocks. And this is not scientific, right? But it's human behavior. And if nothing else, we're very good at paying attention to human behavior over the decades that we've been in this business. And I know when I see certain behaviors that start to get me a little, all right, I want to really start to pay close attention to what's happening out there.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, and of course, we root for the market and we want it to be up every day, right? I mean, we have a lot of clients and we represent a lot of people, and the market's going up, it's a good thing. But, you know, I got to tell you, Doug, once in a while, you know, pump the brakes, some volatility along the way in an upward way, I think kind of holds everybody out of that game of trying to be the, you know, because nothing like a 600-point day down puts a little fear into everybody, catches everybody's attention. That 450 up, we just shake it off and say, oh, no big deal.
100%. You're right. Know? And, you know, Mike, it's high time for a little, fiscal fitness for our listeners out there. You know, many people that are listening to the show go to the doctor for an annual physical. And the reason you do that is because you want to try to catch something before it becomes an issue. I really think that the listeners out there, they need to pay attention to us and what we're saying right now and come on in for a financial physical, if you will, because you can't just let it go forever without paying attention to it. And there's so many people out there, Michael, that are doing that. And I don't know what I don't know what else more that you and I could possibly do than come on the radio here each week and let people know that we're here to help them and to give them that, you know, that financial physical, if you will, and see where you're at, because the market's done nothing but go up since 2009. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that's 100% correct. And, you know, Doug, you know, again, I mean, it's almost like redundant and boring, and we've said a thousand times, we're here, that's what we do. You know, again, you don't hear us saying buy this, sell that, do this, do that, not that show. We try to educate, we try to get you to think, and along the way, our I would say, Doug, our observations have told us that, you know, burying your head in the sand is not going to work.
Yeah,
you
know, no, financial ostrich syndrome is not beneficial.
You know, so if you're one of those, you need to step up and say, I need to know. I have the right to know. It's my stuff. I have to be concerned about, you know, just think about what's right. I mean, it's
Mike,
there.
There's people out here right now, I know, that are listening that have million-dollar accounts out there, that their accounts have grown to in excess of $1 million, that aren't paying attention to it. And how do I know this? Is because some of them have already come through the door. Some of them have already called since the beginning of the year and said, hey, you want to know something, guys? I want to sit down and have a meeting with you. And I'm looking at these statements and they're like, I never imagined I would have $1 million. And here I do have $1 million. And let's make sure that it's doing the right things. You know, so I know you're listening right now. And it doesn't have to be $1 million, $500,000, you know?
Yeah. No. And you know what, Doug, there's been quite a few people with significant pots of money.
Yes.
And you know, a lot of this money, too, is 401k old retirement plans.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness for the people that we saw, they kind of say, okay, you know, what do I need to do here? You know, they kind of get it, you know, that it's a big number now. I just can't sit idly by. And that's really the message, you know, and you know, Doug, it's been so far a good year. I mean, a good new year. I mean, the month went by extremely fast. You and I have been unbelievably busy.
Right.
I mean, it's like our heads are like on a swivel, it felt like.
Which is great.
Yeah. You know, so.
All right. Let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institutional investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
2019 was a dynamic year with very strong investment performance for many areas of the investment world. But while your account values are at levels you may have never enjoyed before, you're probably asking, what should you be doing with your accounts now? The hosts of Your Financial Future have an answer. Come to their complimentary dinner workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. In just 90 minutes of your time, you'll hear about sound strategies focusing on calculating the cost of your retirement, investing for growth potential, income, and stability, preparing for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle, and more. Join Doug and Mike, hosts of Your Financial Future, for this workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Reservations are required and seating is limited. Call 732-340-1410.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And Mike, the listeners just heard a spot here. About a dinner that we have coming up on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. And we want to encourage everybody to come and attend that. And it's going to be a very important dinner and presentation as far as I'm concerned, because, Mike, there's a problem out there. The people have a problem, and I know what the problem is. The problem is They're so focused on accumulating money for retirement that they are not focusing on setting up their income strategy for retirement. So they're focusing on having a bunch of money, but there's no attention being paid or minimal attention being paid to what, how is that pot of money going to provide me with income in my retirement time? And it's not their fault. It's been bashed into their heads from news, from television commercials and every place that you have, and even this radio show, that you need to save money and accumulate money for your retirement years. I mean, let's face it, the people who are listening to the show right now, that's their main financial focus for the most part at this stage of their lives, is gearing up for retirement and accumulating money. But they don't set up the income plan. And that's what we are going to talk about at our dinner on the 27th. We're going to address the importance for this, some strategies to do it, and things that you need to pay attention to.
Yeah, Doug, and I think it's a two-pronged problem. I think one is that they're driven in that mode of accumulation, which is great. You know, that's a job well done. You know, great. But the point is that they don't think about the income side of it, and they don't know how to do it. They know they need to do it sometimes, but they don't know how to do it. And you know, it's another thing, too. I don't know if you see this. You know, you're on the internet or you're on the financial pages or whatever, and I've seen things like, you need to have this in retirement. It'll be a number.
Right.
And I'm like,
well, how do you know?
Right, exactly. I'm like, how do they know? Is it one size fits all for you know, like we all need the same exact pot of money? And I'm like, that doesn't sound too right. You know, And I think one of the numbers I saw was like $3 million. And I'm like, okay, this is becoming like when you sit down with a young couple and they have the newborn baby and say, okay, you're going to need X hundreds of thousands of dollars for college.
Mm-hmm.
They are completely overwhelmed and finished right there, right, when you throw the number out.
Many times.
You know, and you know, you and I, we don't practice that way or advocate that, right? I mean, it's an individualized basis, and you go from there. And I think it's just so when you talk about people accumulating and thinking that's all they need to do, you're right, you know, because I think of things like that when you see headlines like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder how many people saw the same thing I saw and said, oh wow, we'll never get there.
Yeah. And you know, Mike, there are so many things to consider when it's time to turn that pot of money into income that you need to take a look at that people just don't think about. There's taxation issues. There's IRS regulations about when you can or can't take money out, how much you have to or don't have to take out. That's all part of the equation. And then there's Social Security that goes into it. And do I take all my money out of my retirement account, or do I take some from my retirement account and some from other money, bank accounts, or wherever? It all needs to be thought out in advance is the right thing to do it. Now, if you've already retired and you're kind of winging it, right? Because there's a lot of people out there that are doing that, Mike. They've retired. They got a bucket of money, and they're winging it for just taking money out, you know, without a concrete plan or strategy in place. Well, You need to do it differently, in my opinion. You need to make sure that you've got an income strategy in place. And that's one of the benefits that people will get from coming to the dinner that we've been talking about on February 27th.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, and you know, the income, and I like to call it securing your lifestyle, okay? And that's, to me, that's winning the championship, okay? That's being the Kansas City Chiefs, okay? You know, secure your lifestyle. What are you going to need to live that lifestyle, to be happy and not worry about market up 600 or down 600? Okay. That's why it's so important. And the other thing too, Doug, another big thing, sat and talked to somebody this week, and this may come as a shock, and I say that facetiously, children could send you bankrupt, you know, and just listening to somebody this week about relentless, you know, the children and needing money. And And I'm sitting there yelling, no more, no more, no more. You can't, you can't. I mean, I must use those sayings, I don't know how many times in an hour.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you, no.
You know.
Listen, it's real, yeah. Right? It is. And it's, parents are put, that kids put that kind of pressure on their parents. And it's very difficult, as you know, for a parent to say no to something like that. If they see that their kid is struggling a little bit financially, rather than tell the kid, suck it up, stop going out for dinner on the weekends, you know what I'm saying? They're apt to help out. And in many cases, it's a bad thing for them to do, Michael.
Yeah, and for the parent, if you will, they don't understand. I mean, you know, how does it affect their income in retirement? You know, the whole thing, or if there's an emergency, or if they, you know, so many people love to say, hey, Mike, if I need a roof or if I need a car.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people, they think, well, I'm okay now. I'm in the now. I'm retired and I'm okay. But, you know, there's just things. And then, Doug, when you talk about retirement and retirement investments and income, the whole health care of it all, right?
Sure.
How many people fail to realize? I'm just giving you the pitfalls now. I'm turning a little negative here, if you will. I apologize.
Well, you know, you're not. You're telling people things that they need to think about.
Yeah. And, you know, you say, hey, I'm going to go retire and I'm 65 and you're in good health. And you know, but 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the line, there could be some medical issues where there's a strain on your income or on your retirement plan. You know, so there's a lot, Doug, that's to go into it. And then the one that sometimes people fail to even think about is what happens if something happens to the other spouse and I lose that Social Security check or the pension declines or something happens. These are just some of the pitfalls that, you know, your retirement investing and your planning and how to create, how much income do I need? How do I take this pot and have a successful retirement? These are some of the pitfalls.
And, you know, Mike, one of the other problems is lack of conversations between spouses. And I'm going to give you an example. You know, recently I had a client pass away who had a pension coming in from a former employer. And he and his wife got married after he had already retired. But they never discussed whether what pension option he had. And he passed away, and it was a single life only pension. So, Mike, there's money that's lost not coming through the door now. Now, the client will be okay,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
She'll be okay,
yeah.
But that's not the point. The point is she had no idea.
Yeah.
And the communication between the spouses, a lot of times our meetings with them will facilitate this and get them to talk about things, not that they were avoiding talking about them, just never thought to talk about them. You know, not a bad thing, just something that was never thought about. And then, Mike, the other thing that the listeners need to do, and it's often failed to be done, is actually calculating what the projected long-term cost of living their retirement is going to be. There is this little thing called inflation. And if you don't pay attention to it, it's like high blood pressure. You can't see it. You can't feel it. You can't taste it. But if you don't pay attention to it, it could kill you.
Yeah.
So inflation has to be, you know, looked at as well when you're making sure that you have your, you know, your strategies in place and your income strategies in place. And the good news for our listeners is, Mike, we're going to talk about all this stuff in our, you know, what's going to be about a 90-minute presentation on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Starts at 6:30. You come down, you have a nice little meal with us. We give you a presentation and, you know, you get a workbook that you're going to leave with. You take some notes in it, you know, what have you. It's really, you know, it's a, in my opinion, it's a great evening, and it is well worth the 90 minutes you're going to spend.
Absolutely. And, you know, and everything we're talking about here and the examples or the, you know, the, everything applying to that, if you feel like, yeah, that's me, or that, yeah, that's us, that could be our issue, that problem, really, honestly, you need to be there and come on out. So if you have an interest, and, you know, Doug and I say it all the time, it's this program, the radio show hits the road. So if, if you're listening to us now and you like it and you enjoy it and you tune in and you think it's interesting, it's that, plus I think it's better in person.
Yeah, and not even that. Like, and if you've looked at our website in the past and you say to yourself, I can't believe Doug's really that good looking. I need to see him in person to believe this. Well, come on out and see for yourself.
You got problems, pal.
I do, dude. Well, listen, there's one thing that's for certain about you and I, and I hope that that comes across on the radio, is that we laugh. Yeah. We like to have fun. We take what we do very, very seriously. And in my opinion, we are very good at what we do, you know, for our clients and real, real good. But we're regular guys. Yeah. We just happen to know a lot about the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. That's our bailiwick in life. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
Yeah.
There's a lot of good guys listening to the show right now, a lot of good women listening to the show right now who don't understand the financial world, but they're great at, you know what they do. So it's just a bunch of good people getting together.
Right. And you know what? One thing we're not is stuff shirt, fake, you know, facade, the whole thing. And you know what? And so many people we work with, so many clients we work with, I can relate to them as if it was like my own parents, my own family.
No doubt.
You know, when you see, you know, their life and what they did and how they worked or how they accumulated money or how they watched, you know, it's almost like I'm sitting across from my parents.
Yeah. No. 100%. And the younger clients, almost like, you know, I'm dealing with a friend, you know, we hope that you understand that. And, you know, we want you to come out to the dinner. So if you want to come out to the dinner, we'd love to have you. Give a call into the office. Let me give you the number. You're going to hear another spot about it anyway. But 732-340-1410. To come out to the dinner, 732-340-1410. Now, you know, seating is limited. You do need a reservation to come. Sometimes these things fill up, you know, and so, you know, if you're interested in, you know, make sure you give a buzz and say, you know, I'd like to come out to the dinner. Leave your name and your telephone number, and somebody during the week will call to confirm with you guys, and, you know, and we'll be off into the races.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Owning your own business can be one of the most rewarding feelings ever. A business that you run, you employ people. They get to support their family with the money they earn working at your company. You purchase supplies, materials, or inventory from a business that employs people who also earn money for their families. When you sit back and think about it, it is very noble. But too often the business owner does this but doesn't tend to their own needs. Well, we help business owners to continue doing the things to help others and do something new, take care of themselves. Through decades of experience in working with business owners, we can help manage employee benefit costs, look at tax strategies, set up or improve retirement plans, and even plan for what happens to the business when you retire or pass away. You know, the stuff that impacts you and your family by trying to help improve the bottom line. So if you own your own business and this sounds like you, call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 for a complimentary, no obligation consultation to see if we can help. That's 855-262-3722. We can probably help.
2019 was a dynamic year with very strong investment performance for many areas of the investment world. But while your account values are at levels you may have never enjoyed before, you're probably asking, what should you be doing with your accounts now? The hosts of Your Financial Future have an answer. Come to their complimentary dinner workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. In just 90 minutes of your time, you'll hear about sound strategies focusing on calculating the cost of your retirement, investing for growth potential, income, and stability, preparing for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle, and more. Join Doug and Mike, hosts of Your Financial Future, for this workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Reservations are required and seating is limited. Call 732-340-1410.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Hope that you got some good value out of the last segment there, and you understand about what our dinner is going to be about. We do want you to come out and join us and have a good time and hear what we have to say and all that. But Michael, we've been dabbling here, as the show's been going about some of the stuff that we've been up to lately. Now we've been very busy in the office right now, which is awesome. We love it. So that also gives us the opportunity to talk to a lot of people and let everybody else know what we've been going through lately. So why don't you kick it off and let people know what you've been up to lately, and let's take it from there.
Doug, I've been up to really what exactly our upcoming dinner is going to be about. I was very fortunate this week to sit down with a bunch of new potential clients, and there was a common thread there. And the common thread there was they actually had, Doug, old retirement plans at the same job.
Well,
and that's one that puts and a lot of people can't follow that.
So Mike, to your point is that, and there's a lot of people listening to this show right now who that could potentially impact, because all these people that you're referring to, they worked at the hospital, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Which one?
Hackensack Meridian down
Hackensack
the shore.
Meridian, right? Where they used to have a 403B, which is a type of retirement account, but they changed away from that, and they have a 401K, and a lot of people are sitting holding these old 403B accounts, not knowing if they're doing the right things with them or not.
Correct. And they weren't even aware of that it was two separate plans. Well, they kind of were, but they didn't understand the whole thing. And really what happened was, is what we talked about earlier on the show, their numbers were high, mm-hmm. because of the market and stuff. And it just so happened I had the chance to meet a couple super nice people that are going to be retiring in the relatively new future in a couple mm-hmm. of years. And it's given us a chance to be able to sit down and set the old plans up and get them ready for what we talked about earlier, getting ready for income when they're retiring.
Right.
So they're already, kind of three lengths ahead of the race, if you will. And, I spent a part of my week working on those folks.
In my opinion, Mike, that's kind of like a lucky opportunity for a lot of people. And why do I say that? Because very often you don't have flexibility to do a lot of personal planning using funds that you accumulated at an employer for retirement, because you just have to leave the money in the plan and deal with it. Now, these folks, they had an old plan. Their company switched to a new type of plan, not a new plan, a new type of plan, if you will. So the old plan money now is there, available for them to do some strategy planning with, which had they not switched the company, not switched the type of plan they had, they wouldn't have that opportunity right now. So it's a tremendous opportunity for people. Now, for some people, it may be the best thing to just leave it where it is. But you now have the unique opportunity to explore and see if there's something better for you to do.
And the pool of people, and not just those people, because I had another case about a month ago. The word is outsourced. When you hear your job has been outsourced, mm-hmm. say, make believe I'm an employee of whomever, ABC company, and I'm going to continue to work for ABC company, but my job has been outsourced, and the new company that I work for is XYZ, but I still work at ABC. I look like an ABC employee, but technically you've been outsourced and your 401k stops, or there's a new 401k plan. So if you've been outsourced, you have this.
You may.
You may have this advantage to take your old plan and get productive with it while you're still really at your old job contributing to a 401k plan.
Yeah. So it's all stuff that it's, you can take a look at now that you couldn't take a look at before. So, you know, if that's in, you know, if you're one of those people, you know, there's an opportunity for you to, you know, sit down with us and have a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation and go over that stuff with you. Mike, you know, it's no surprise if you're a regular listener, you know that we've had a couple of passings in our client base. So, you know, one of the things that I did this week is something that I'm proud that I did, and it's something that we promise people all the time that we'll do. And that is I sat with the widow, I went over everything, and then in this case, we always tell people, if you need help, we're here to help you. Well, because she's close to the family and a family friend, I went to the surrogate's office, you know, with her to probate the will. She just needed somebody to go with her. And nothing for us to do there. We're not attorneys or anything of that nature. Just needed somebody to go to the surrogate's office. I took her in the car and we took a ride down there. And I'm going to tell you something. We went to the Union County surrogate's office. They are such nice people down there. And we have had Mr. LaCourte on as a guest in our show in the past. He is overdue. We need to get him back on here. It's always a big hit when he's a guest on our show to go through the process with people.
Here's a commercial for Mr. LaCourte.
Yeah.
The best.
The best.
The best.
Well, listen, we also had, and I don't know if he's still a surrogate in Morris County,
Mr.
Picaro.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was fantastic.
Another
as
great
well.
Guy. But I'm just telling you, you know, we're Union County guys, you and I, you know,
yep.
our office in Clark at Union County, and just my interactions, great guy, surrogate there to help the people and truly takes the job at its word.
No doubt.
You know.
No doubt. And the clerks that were there. Yep. You know, I can't say enough good things about those people there.
Agreed.
And they really make a terrible circumstance easy to handle. Because you're only typically at the surrogate's office to fight for guardianship for a child or something, or somebody passed away.
Yeah.
Very rarely is it a happy occasion when you pop into the surrogate's office. So did that. Also did a bunch of client reviews and some telephone reviews with some clients. And, you know, Mike, what's getting a lot of talk these days is socially responsible investing. You know, we've had some conversations with people and, we have some good ideas for people, you know, when it comes to that. And there's some good opportunities out there because people are, you know, they're becoming more socially conscious and there's options and ideas out there.
Yeah, and Doug, that is true. People do want to be, you know, socially conscious and feel like they're doing the right thing, and good for them. I mean, that's a good thing, and there are ways to go and ways to do that. And that's, I know you've had a few of those conversations recently.
Yeah.
And then Doug, the other thing too, I'd be remiss if I didn't say it because it's the time of the year. 1099s have been coming home to folks, and confusion on, you know, folks don't know what's taxable, what's not taxable, what was rolled over, what's not. So that's, you know, those phone calls are always a must.
You always got to bring taxes up.
I'm just saying, it's a time of year, and I know everybody can relate. I mean, you go home every day and there's something in your mailbox, and you know, so we're about getting there. But Doug, also to remind everybody, still not too late to make some retirement contributions, maybe.
For last year.
If
you're
year,
eligible for IRA contributions or Roth IRA contributions, you can do it up until April, 15th or tax filing day. And if you're self-employed and you want to do a SEP or something of that nature, you actually have until the time that you file your return. So if you go on extension, you can actually have until then to make the contribution.
And believe it or not, Doug, you can make your contributions for this year. How many people don't even think of doing it? They always think like, well, I got to wait till next year when I go see the CPA and he says or she says, did you put your money away? You know, so
they do it in arrears a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and you can do it in advance. You don't have to do it, your IRA contributions in arrears. Mike did a insurance review with somebody, a life insurance review with somebody, and they had, what happened in this person's circumstance was they had some term insurance, where the guaranteed period for the premium staying level had expired, and didn't even think about it, and all of a sudden his premium went up, and so when we were looking at it, you know, we were able to, you know, go out there and shop the marketplace and, you know, find some equal coverage at a better price.
Yeah, and that's that. You know, we do that too, Doug. I mean, that's part of what we do.
Yeah, sorry about the coughing here, folks. I don't know what's going on here. A lot of what else, Mike? What else have?
It's just been really, really, really busy, Doug. And I know we talk all the time. It always seems to us like one topic or one case, and all of a sudden there's two, three more behind it. And for me, a lot of it had to do with the retirement, you know, the retirement plans and, you know, let's get ahead and set up for income for people that are going to be retiring in the very near future. And, you know, so a lot of that was busy and, you know, that's, and again, can't say it enough. We're having the dinner. This is right on time, you know, perfect timing.
Yeah, it really is. You know, again, February 27th, Aqua Blue Restaurant down in Toms River. We would love for you guys to come out. It's going to start at 6:30. I know you heard the spot about it, you know, but we do. I mean, we sincerely want as many of you, you know, to come as would like to come out. And I don't, if you've never been to Aqua Blue, the food's very good. The service is excellent. The people down there treat us and our guests very, very nicely, you know, when we go. And, you know, and I think the presentation is worth seeing. And it's worth listening to because we're going to talk about different things there that are, you know, like, you know, taxation related to your retirement and income, when and where to take money from, Social Security benefits, you know, the whole gamut when it comes to supplying yourself with retirement income. We're going to go over it with you there. And, you know, I think it's always a good time to make sure that you're doing some financial planning and designing some financial strategies. But with the markets at these all-time highs, I think it's the best time to do it right now.
And, you know, Doug, I think the best part, too, is that the folks are allowed to ask questions. So often they'll ask about things that are obviously pertaining to their, you know, to themselves and stuff. And I think the other folks relate. And I think when you're with people, you kind of get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, you know, he or she's thinking the same way or the same struggle or, you know, type of thing. So I think that's always good, too.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's hop to a break. We will be back in just a minute, folks.
2019 was a dynamic year with very strong investment performance for many areas of the investment world. But while your account values are at levels you may have never enjoyed before, you're probably asking, what should you be doing with your accounts now? The hosts of Your Financial Future have an answer. Come to their complimentary dinner workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. In just 90 minutes of your time, you'll hear about sound strategies focusing on calculating the cost of your retirement, investing for growth potential, income, and stability, preparing for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle, and more. Join Doug and Mike, hosts of Your Financial Future, for this workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Reservations are required and seating is limited. Call 732-340-1410.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Here we're coming into the home stretch of the show here, and you know, Mike, why don't we take a couple of minutes and, you know, let the people know who we are, tell them a little bit about Wealth Management Group, you know, how we operate, what our process is, and you know, how we try to go out of our way to make meeting with us and working with us as easy as possible. So why don't you kick it off and, you know, tell them a little bit about us, and, you know, we'll work it out together here. Go first.
Well, you know, Doug, I think I want to start with, you know, we've been doing this show, this program for what, 23 years now or
24, I think.
24. Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, 20 some odd years. Can you believe that? And, you know, again, as Doug said, who are we? Well, we are what you really hear, you know, and we give you the opportunity to sit down with us and meet with us. And I guess the next thing is, well, how does that work? What really happens if I do want to sit down or if I want to call these guys? And we schedule an appointment, right, Doug? We have meeting facilities in Clark, Martinsville, Parsippany, Tom's River. We go to people's houses. We do house calls, you know, all the time. And, you know, you schedule an appointment and we have the initial meeting.
Yeah. In the initial meeting, what we're going to do is sit down and get to know you. Basically, at the end of the day, we're going to have a chat. You know, it really is a casual conversation about you and what you're looking to accomplish in your life. Just sitting down and, you know, and talking a little bit. Yeah. At some point, we're going to find out what you have, you know, what you currently own and all that stuff. But it's kind of secondary to the whole thing. And it probably, Mike, is a process that most people have never gone through before. And, you know, I'm always apt to say that I believe that there's a lot of competition out there for what people think that we do. But I really think that there's very little competition for what we actually do in Wealth Management Group. I don't think that most organizations or advisors sit down and chat with their clients and get to know them in a manner such as we do. I just don't believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, so that's kind of the vibe of it, right? That getting together, having a conversation, getting to know more about you. What are your desires, if you will, right?
Yep.
You know, people like to say goals, desires, whatever. And, you know, then once we know more about you, then we're able to formulate a plan to help you reach those goals and desires.
Yeah. And, you know, and then we'll come back to you and show you what our recommendations are and, you know, present you with some options that we feel would be a benefit to you to accomplishing your goals and objectives. You tell us yes or no. You tell us yes. What also then we take to another level is we will help you implement the plan. You see, a plan that's not implemented is just a complete and utter waste of time, paper, ink, everything. You know, it's a waste if it's not implemented. And too often, people will take a plan from a financial advisor and you know, they'll tell them, okay, go ahead and go implement this. And they don't know how to implement it. That's why they went to the advisor in the first place. So we have an implementation team and an implementation process in place to help us implement for you and, you know, and get you rocking and rolling. You know, Mike, we spoke a lot today about the dinner that we have coming up here. And one of the really neat things, one of the enhancements and opportunities that you're going to have at the dinner is the opportunity to have a complimentary consultation with us if you so choose to at some point in the future. That's, you know, our gift to you when you come to the show is, I mean, to the dinner, and just like when you listen to the show. So you get to know us a little bit in advance, and then if you want to, you can schedule an appointment. If you don't want to, don't.
Yeah.
Right?
It truly is as simple as that, you know, and don't expect anything more or less.
Yeah. You know, that's another thing that's very important for people to understand is that, you know, people come to dinners like this expecting to be sold something.
Sure.
I'm promising you that's not how we operate. We're going to give you the information. If you find it valuable and you like us, you're welcome to schedule an appointment with us. And if you don't want to, so be it. We shake hands, you know, and you know, part is friends, and our door's always open.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what it is, Mike, you said, you've heard this in the past, and I've heard this in the past, is that people have said to us, you really meant that when you said it, didn't you? And I'm like, well, yeah, we did. You know, we're not lying to you. That's exactly what, you know, exactly what it is. So, you know, we hope that you know, as many people as possible come out and sit with us and get to, you know, learn about our organization and more importantly, get to learn some educational material that they can apply to their own situation. Maybe some stuff you didn't know beforehand, you come and you spend 90 minutes with us. And if you leave with one or two pearls of wisdom, as I like to call them, when you go out the door, was that so bad?
Yeah. That's a successful night.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. So that's going to about wrap it up for this week, folks. Mike, you got anything you want to add?
No, that's it. I mean, I think we kind of said it all. And again, you know, if you come on out to the dinner, we'd love to have you there.
Yep. Remind you folks that our website is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. Feel free to go and check it out. We are here to help you. And that's going to wrap it up for this week. Do us a favor. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
2019 was a dynamic year with very strong investment performance for many areas of the investment world. But while your account values are at levels you may have never enjoyed before, you're probably asking, what should you be doing with your accounts now? The hosts of Your Financial Future have an answer. Come to their complimentary dinner workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Make sure your retirement money is being invested in an appropriate fashion for you, your family, and your retirement goals and dreams. In just 90 minutes of your time, you'll hear about sound strategies focusing on calculating the cost of your retirement, investing for growth potential, income, and stability, preparing for a more comfortable and rewarding retirement lifestyle, and more. Join Doug and Mike, hosts of Your Financial Future, for this workshop on February 27th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Reservations are required and seating is limited. Call 732-340-1410. The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.